Praise the Lord, beloved. We greet you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Brother Cotton, and I want to welcome you to our podcast, St. James Missionary Baptist Church's podcast. And the thing of our podcast is very simple, and that is, how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to? And then we, at that point, we state our particular topic for that session. I'm also the pastor of St. James Missionary Baptist Church. And before I proceed any further, I want to first give apologies to those of you who have been coming to our podcast the last couple of Tuesday mornings to find that we weren't here, and that's because we were undergoing, surgery for, for the for our eyes, cataract surgery, and we praise God that everything went well and is going well as far as our healing is coming along, our recovery. And for that, we give thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to God the Father. As some say, you need to pray to the Lord through God. I don't want to try to be a whole lot of full a lot of formalities, but we just thank the Lord for our healing and for the prayers of all of you who, who I solicited. We know that these types of surgeries, people often say that they're simple, they're formality. I take nothing for granted. Not afraid, but I wouldn't dare go into any kind of surgery without asking the Lord to guide the hands of those, the doctors, nurses, anesthesiologists, all those who had done it, who were undertaking in that procedure. You know that we just don't take the Lord for granted or take anything for granted in that manner, and for that. Again, I just give thanks. Having said that, giving thanks, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to meet with others in this fashion. We thank you for the technology that you provided that we're able to do this. And I pray, Lord, that as we proceed, that you would even bless the words and thoughts coming from my mouth. I pray, Lord, that I can be the instrument used by you, Lord, to say what you would have said and even the way you would have it to be said. And I pray also, Lord, that you would direct these words, Father, that they be received in the spirit which they are going forth. We know that Satan is indeed the prince of the power of the air. And many times folks say one thing, but what those they are saying, or those they are saying it to have heard other things, knowing that Satan gets in that mix. So we just pray, Lord, that you would direct, Father, these voice, these even control these airways, Father, that folks hear that which you have sent forth, that you can get the fruit from them. And we thank you for that. And I pray, Lord, that you'll just have allow us, Lord, to please you in our conversation and what we say. Lord, that you will get the glory out of it all. This we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our topic for today in our podcast, as we go right into it, how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to the question, do angels still exist? Where they come from? Where the angels come from? And where are they now? Are they still present? Wow. What questions? What questions? As we know, are these answers, there are many different, excuse me, philosophies from many different writers on these questions. There are a lot of different thoughts that people have on these questions. I mean, thoughts from when their loved ones die, mother, sister. I've heard many times, yes, my mother's going on now. She's become one of the angels. Wonderful thoughts, beautiful thoughts. But are they indeed just that, just thoughts, just gestures that we would believe, that we would love to have happen? In other words, is there any proof to that? There's some who say, well, yes, you asked the question, or the question has been raised out, do angels still exist, stating that they believe that angels existed at some point. So the question is, do they still exist? Where are they? If they still exist, where are they? And we hear people who don't even claim to believe in the Word of God, and as Christians do, as believers do. But yet they would tell you that, yeah, I believe in angels, and somewhat say that they've had encounters with angels. Not arguing any of that, just raising some questions right this moment. What we believe here at St. James, we believe that the Word of God is the only absolute truth. We believe, because we believe that the Word of God is just that, it's God breathed. It comes from God. Men were inspired to write and put these words down to paper. But it is God from where these words come from. Thus, we believe that the Holy Bible is the only absolute truth. We believe everything that comes from this Bible to be, again, to be God breathed, and therefore to be the truth. For did not Jesus himself tell us that I am the way, the truth, and the life? He is the truth, and we believe that. Having said that, there's no other source that we're going to go to and we're going to share with you on this topic, on these questions that we're looking for answers. Where else will we look to except for the Holy Bible? When it comes to the question of where do angels come from, contrary to popular belief, Genesis is not the oldest book written in the Bible. The book of Job is. And when you look in the book of Job, in the 38th chapter, in the 7th verse, now I'm just sharing some things with you today, hoping that you will bring your input into this. It says there, while when Jesus was talking to Job, and Job, people, we always talk about the patience of Job, but at some point, Job was becoming a little, some say he wasn't impatient, he was losing faith, losing belief. Interpret that part as you will, but this is what the Lord said to him when he started questioning, well, where were you when I was created, all of these different things, the moons, the stars, even this very earth, where were you at? And then he also said, when the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy during this creation time, where were you? So, I mean, we ask the question, where do angels come from? They were here at the beginning during creation. Now, did he create them along with that? I didn't say they said they were there. Now, how long they were there, when he created them? If it doesn't say so in the Bible, that means we just don't know, but we do know they were there. They were there. But that may not be enough for you. Let's see what it says in the book of Psalms, the 148th division of Psalms, the second and the fifth verses. I'm just going to read them there. You can read these at your leisure. But it says this, praise ye him, all ye angels. And then it says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He commanded and they were created. We know that in the very beginning, God was there. But somewhere in the very beginning, he created angels. Okay. So for those who are wondering, where did they come from? They were created. Let's make it very simple. They were created. God created them. That means from nothingness, he created them. He spoke, he commanded, and they were created. That's that. But now we some still wonder, okay, he made them. Are they still around? Where are they? When we look in the New Testament in particular, well, we also find many scriptures support this in the Old Testament, but I kind of leaning towards the new for those who believe that what it was Old Testament, that's what it was. And I'm not trying to discuss that and that issue on Old and New Testament and all that. I'm just so for the benefit of those who like to stick strictly with the New Testament. Let's see what some of the statements in the New Testament say about the issue of angels. In Luke, the 20th chapter, the 35th and the 36th verses, it says this: "But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, they neither marry nor given in marriage." Now watch this, what he says: "Neither can they die anymore." Now we know he's talking about saints that come in, but look at how he compares this. "Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection." Now, what is the point here? We know that once we start, well, we go into the glory. Some say, we go into heaven. That's it. We're not dying anymore. And he says, "You just like the angels, you're not going to die anymore." That's the comparison we're looking at here, letting us know that the angels, they don't die. Other things are going to happen to some angels, but it's not going to be. Well, not a hidden statement, because let me clarify that for those of you. I don't want to confuse anybody. We know that there are some fallen angels, and some things are going to happen to them. That's another lesson for another time. Okay. In Matthew, the 26th chapter, 53 and the 54th verses, it reads this. Now, that's when we have to picture in your mind to put you in the context of this verse when Jesus was being arrested. Pilate sent his guards and them after Jesus. And look at what Jesus says. The scripture says Jesus could have called over 12 legions of angels to come to protect him. But listen to what he says. Jesus says, "Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scripture be fulfilled that say it must happen this way?" We see the still presence of angels, even in the New Testament. We see them present. Okay. And we know that they were present then. They're still present. But you don't believe that. Don't take my word for it. Okay. In 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, in the 3rd verse, you find these words: "They will be judged by the saints." Now, this is what I want you to understand. Angels will be judged by the saints, by those believers who have gone on, have been going on to glory, they have become resurrected. Those angels that are there. But how do I know that? This is what it says. Do you not know that we will judge angels? 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 3rd verse. Talking about believers that have gone on in glory, that we will judge angels. Angels still, for those believers, see, the point I don't want you to miss is for those of us. We know that the rapture hasn't happened yet. The fact that I'm having this conversation with you, but there's a time that's going to come when not just the saints of God be raptured up, but they're going to the place that Jesus has gone on ahead to prepare for us. That has not happened yet. We have not gone yet. But when we have gone to this place, we've gone to glory. We've gone to heaven. And somewhere in that time, we will judge angels. Now, I'm not going to go any further with that at this time, but I'm willing to. For those of you who have more questions about this issue, please contact me, and we'll do that. In Hebrews, this is the last verse on it, last passage of scripture I'm going to give you. In Hebrews, the first chapter, the 13th and the 14th verses, I just want to read this to you. We want to understand something for those who are wondering, where are they? What are they doing? Are they still in existence? I want you to know something. They watch over human affairs. They watch over believers. They watch over us. But how do I know that? Look what it says here. To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? He's comparing, talking to men, because God did not say that to the angels. He said it to us. But let's go a little bit further. Are not all angels ministering? That means it's still going on. It's still happening. Ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. Who will? This is what I want you to understand what he's saying. This is ongoing. This is what some of what angels do. It's not all that they do, but they do minister to those, not just believers. He says, who will inherit salvation. I didn't say just those who are going to heaven, who will inherit salvation. Getting us to understand some things. There are some of us who come to the Lord and think that for some reason we just decided out of the clear blue sky to do this. Didn't work that way. Don't you realize that seeds have been planted in believers' lives? What I mean by that, when you go through the streets and you hear, maybe you're over the radio or people with their loudspeaker, people on the corners telling us you need to be born again, you need to be saved, God is on his way, and you hear them ministering, preaching the word of God. This is part of God's plan. These are seeds that are being dropped. Seeds that are being dropped. And as you continue going on, maybe for some of us, it has happened for years. You've heard the prayers of the saints. You've heard your mother sing some of the hymns, the spiritual songs that she might have been singing around the house even. You've heard messages, you've heard sermons, you've heard many different things about Jesus, about Christians, and I don't care if it was on the news, all of these or seeds and the watering of the seeds that have been planted, enhancing, in other words, enhancing that was already been implanted. You keep hearing it and you've heard it for years and for a good while. I don't know how long, how many years for some. I don't know how many weeks or days or months or years for some. But this has been going on, not out of your mind, out of your thoughts. But these have been going on for many days. Things have happened in your life. You have found yourself in situations where sometimes you say, "I don't know how I got out of that. Boy, I sure was lucky." Well, it looks like the universe is in my favor today. Beloved, I want you to understand some things. The Lord, and this gets into something real deep, and I'm only going to give you a tidbit of it. This gets into part of what we talk about, predestination and election and all of that. The Lord knows, always known, when you will come to Him. He knew that we don't know. And then and I always use the analogy, it's like the mother who gone to the doctor and found out that she's pregnant. And some have gone on as in their pregnancy to find out even whether the child is going to be male or female. And they go and make preparation. They start painting the room blue, buying things for boys, or they'd start painting it for yellow or whatever, buying things for girls, because they have found out that in the next 7 months or 6 months or whatever, they have found out how long they're pregnant, that child is on its way. So just imagine if we knew, if mothers would could know months in advance that they're having a child and what sex that child would be. Just imagine God, who knows everything, even the amount of hairs that are on your head, the scriptures say. So in other words, he put an infinite for the benefit of us. He knew a million years from now that you would have been saved a million years from then. And knowing that, he made preparation for you. He kept you. He had angels watching over you, because he knew that you were going to come to him at a certain time in your life. Now, we can discuss that another time. I don't, this is not what that podcast is. Today's podcast is about. Today's podcast is about angels. And we need to understand that, yes, angels have been here since creation. Yes, angels have been ministering to humans ever since humans have been here. Time-wise, as we're looking at, are angels still around? Yes, they are. For one thing, they don't die. And if they've been given a job to do, as ministering to, especially when it comes to ministering to us, to humans, they're still doing their job. Those have been appointed, those individual jobs, that's what they're doing. We see evidence of that in the scripture. Did not even Jesus say that over 12 legions of angels come to his aid if he needed to? They're still there, and there's many of them. They're still there. Does it not say in the word that these angels, okay, are here to minister, and they're sent to those, to minister rather, to those of us who will inherit salvation, who will come to the Lord? He's not going to allow Satan, he's not allowing Satan to snatch them up. Said, okay, before they can get a chance, before they take that chance, before they confess that they need Jesus to be their Savior. Jesus knew those who were his. Look into the 17th chapter of John. He tells you that this is part of what he means when he said those who are his. He knows those who are coming to him. The Lord knows those who are going to accept and receive him as Lord and Savior of their lives. So yes, he has angels sent to minister to those. Wow. Some of you are saying, wow, I've read that passage, but I've not connected it like this. But that's, yes, that's part of what it does. You see where angels are even involved in that. And we need to understand that. We need to know that. Okay, this is what part of what angels do. is a whole lot more. But this is part of what angels do. They minister to us, humans. They minister. Just keep it that way. They minister. That's part of what they do. And some have enormous powers and stuff to do that. But that's another lesson. Today's lesson, and I'm hoping you get this, and hoping your questions have been answered. Yes, angels still exist. Yes, they're not results of those who we believe were goodly, good and godly people, and they became angels. No, they were created. And we simply we don't find anywhere in the scripture. At least I haven't found it. And I'm hoping that some of you take, if you consider this a challenge, and I'm not challenging you, but if you consider this a challenge to show me where God has made more angels after He's created the ones that been created, I'd like to know. But I do know that those of us who were here, humans, when we pass, when we die, this natural death here, we don't become angels. No, we don't become angels. So I want folks to understand that, yes, the angels have been here since creation. Yes, God has created them. We see no evidence where they die. We don't see that. But we do see evidence of where they are still existing, ministering. We still see that. So yes, the questions on today's podcast, do angels still exist? Where did they come from? And where are they now? I think those questions have been answered. But if some of you need even further information in the scriptures, if you don't know how to find it, or you're not in a fellowship with someone, or with someone that can help you, like I said, feel free to contact me. I'll be more than glad to share this information further with you. We know that you can reach us at our email address, which is simply pastor at St. James MBC Philly. That is STJAMESMBCPhilly.com. That is our email address. And if you need any further information, like I said, feel free to contact us if you need to call us. And we don't answer directly, please feel free to leave us a message at 215-644-8052. Like I said, if we don't answer you right away, please leave a message. And it's first chance we can, we'll try to answer your call. Because it might be an inquiry or something, or whatever it might be. Please leave us a way that we can contact you. If you want it to be by email, that'll be fine. We'll do that. If you want us to call you back, do that. We'll do that as well. Meanwhile, we leave you with the thought coming from our theme of our podcast. How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to, and you feel that, and when it comes to your life, when it comes to your family? How do you govern them? How do you treat your mate? And how are you supposed to conduct yourself on your job? How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to these issues? That is the theme of our Bible study. And these questions are many. Some of you have many questions, and you want to know what the Word of God says to you about these things. What are you supposed to do with that child that seems to be so unruly, seems to be so rebellious? You say that I'm a believing father, I'm a believing mother, but my child does everything to rebel against what we are doing. We're trying to train them up in the way they're supposed to go. And like I said, there are many questions. Please don't feel as though you're in this alone. Take the time to contact us. Do I have the answer? No. Does the Word of God have an answer for you? Have the answer? I believe so. For whatever our situation, whatever circumstance it is, if we do not know that, if the Word of God should have it, which I believe, again, like we said earlier, we do believe that it does, we'll find it together. We'll pray about it and give us some calmness, that the Lord will give us some peace as we are searching the scriptures together. That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. We'll do what it takes within the Word of God to find an answer to your situation. Again, God bless you and a smile upon you. How important is the Word of God to you?